You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I am Dan Keller, and this show first aired October 27th, 2023.
Now, in reviewing how decisions were made regarding official plans, it is clear that they failed to meet this test. In response, as soon as I am able, I will be introducing legislation that would reverse the official plan decisions for Barrie, Belleville, Guelph, Hamilton, Ottawa, the city of Peterborough, as well as the regional municipalities of Halton, Niagara, Peel, Waterloo, York, and Wellington County.
That was Ontario Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, Paul Calandra, at a press conference on October 23rd, announcing the reversal of his government's plans, which would have forced the extension of the urban boundaries of 12 Ontario municipalities. In the case of Waterloo Region, this reversal could be accompanied by a return to the 2022 Regional Official Plan, which was the product of an extensive public consultation and negotiation. Minister Calandra continued.
The legislation would wind back provincial changes to official plans and official plan amendments, except in circumstances where construction has started or where doing so would contravene existing provincial legislation and regulation. This includes winding back changes to urban boundaries.
This recent flip-flop by the PC government follows the reversal of the Greenbelt development plans, which received widespread condemnation, was the catalyst of province-wide protests, and is also the focus of an RCMP investigation. In April 2023, Ford's Progressive Conservative government upended the plans of many municipalities by overturning their urban boundary and development plans, forcing municipalities to start new processes to approve previously protected land for new urban sprawl. Calandra has given municipalities 45 days to identify any changes to their official plans in response to this policy reversal. At the time of the original upending of the region's official plan, local grassroots organization Hold the Line were adamant the region needed to fight back against the Conservative government's plans. Now, Sam Nabby, the director of the group, is asking Regional Council to reaffirm their commitment to the 2022 Regional Official Plan and to tell Minister Calandra that there will be no changes identified. In today's show, we hear excerpts from the October 25th presentations from Sam Nabby of Hold the Line Waterloo Region and Kevin Thomason of the Grand River Environmental Network to the Regional Council, along with responses from Councillors Rob Deutschman and Dorothy McCabe. We start with Sam Nabby.
As you well know, in August 2022, the Region of Waterloo passed the new Regional Official Plan Amendment, known as ROPA 6. It's a good plan. It's the result of robust consultations with all corners of our community. We at Hold the Line Waterloo Region would have liked to see more provisions for higher density, maybe improving protections for condo conversion and demolition control to include smaller apartments and less urban area expansion into our green fields. But after over 2 years of public debate, attending information sessions and making our views known to staff and council, we would accept this as a fair outcome of the democratic process. Crucially, ROPA 6 kept the countryside line intact, preserving our groundwater, farms, rural natural areas, and the Grand River from the harmful impacts of sprawl. We not only accepted this plan, we championed it. It's hard to get unanimous support for anything these days, and this council achieved that in August 2022. Hold the Line went and provided comments to the Ministry of Housing, as did over 300 members of our community, sending in individual letters urging the province to approve ROPA 6 in its entirety. And we know what came next. In a reckless move, the province unilaterally handed down its decision in April with no right to appeal, forcing huge swaths of extra land to be designated urban, even though it would be several decades before we can even think about building infrastructure at some of these places. And in Southwest Kitchener, the countryside line was breached, with the urban boundary expanding out into the Waterloo Moraine, encircling Big Spring Farm. This was an existential threat to our regional growth management strategy. The province broke through the countryside line, and unfortunately, we heard crickets from this council. Despite a lot of productive, supportive conversations with individual members and staff at both levels of municipal government, you failed to respond to that overreach. You failed to stand up for our countryside line, and it really felt like this council threw in the towel on that one. We still have big questions about the way that the provincial government has made these decisions over the past year, especially after the former minister has resigned in disgrace. Now the provincial government announced it's totally reversing course. Even they realize how much they've eroded public trust. Every decision that they made related to the official plan over the past year is poison. It's now up to you to restore faith in local democracy. Reaffirm your support for ROPA 6 exactly as it was approved unanimously by council just 14 months ago. This is not an opportunity to futz around with more amendments. We want certainty that our regional government will stand by its decisions and defend our countryside line. It's pretty simple. I hope you all decide to earn our trust back.
Councillor Deutschman challenged Nabby's argument that the council has not done anything substantial to defend the urban boundary from the Conservative government's actions.
You know, Councillor McCabe came forward with a motion, mm-hmm. and we and I had some email correspondence where we're trying to get an answer back to you. I just want to just reiterate that this council may not move as fast as some would like, but we were certainly moving in that direction, and Councillor McCabe was spearheading that, and we would have been moving something forward if it wasn't for, thankfully, the provincial government recognizing the errors of their way.
Councillor McCabe commented that it was her understanding that the regional official plan would be reverted to at the end of the 45 days.
The reading that I've seen of the provincial announcement was that the province will reapprove ROPA 6 as approved by regional council unless municipalities request a revision within 45 days. And it's ROPA 6 planned for growth, not just to the extent of Minister Clark's boundary expansion.
And Sam Nabby responded to Councillor McCabe.
It's my understanding that all municipalities must provide some information to the ministry within 45 days, including what projects are currently already underway with shovels in the ground. I don't believe there are any such projects in Waterloo Region, but I haven't done a detailed look. Part of that is also asking municipalities to provide the province with the appropriate maps. I know that when the minister sent down his decision in April that expanded our countryside line and expanded our urban boundaries, the map that they provide was so blurry and low resolution that we actually couldn't see the details of some of the property lines. And there was days before regional staff actually had accurate information. So this might be a situation where we have more information about what ROPA 6 actually is in terms of detailed GIS than the province does, and they just need that information from us. So that's what I'm hoping regional council provides, is clarity and a reaffirmation that ROPA 6 be maintained.
Now we hear some of the presentation of the Grand River Environmental Network's Kevin Thomason, including his call for the affirmation of the regional official plan.
It was such a tremendous victory for our community this week to see the provincial government backtracking and canceling the forced urban boundary expansion that our citizens and community groups have been protesting for months with rallies, lawn signs, phone calls, and thousands of emails. For almost 4 years, thousands of people throughout our community provided input on this 30-year future plan that would continue our unique success. Yet Minister Clark unilaterally ordered thousands of hectares of unnecessary and unaffordable urban sprawl, needlessly using up every acre of land within our countryside line designation that was supposed to last for generations. The minister's decision was final and binding, with no advance knowledge, no public consultation, no First Nations engagement, and he provided no data, rationale, or justification on how he arrived at this decision to go against the decision of this council and open up thousands of acres of our local farmland for development. This process was so bad that even the current minister has been highly critical and feels he must cancel these forced boundary expansions. Citizens are increasingly appalled at the corruption and scandal of the Doug Ford government being revealed in Greenbelt investigations. The CBC broke news today in Hamilton of similar corruption in their forced urban boundary expansion, where the Ford government just copied a developer submission word for word and approved opening up lands despite significant local citizen opposition and council previously voting against it. We have no idea how the minister chose these lands in Waterloo Region. We won't even need any lands developers are asking for decades, as there's already so many years of land supply approved within our municipalities. We need to move forward with our regional official plan intact. and focus on our time and resources on implementing its plan for affordable housing, the missing middle, complete communities, and solutions for our climate crisis. We already have a visionary regional official plan we need for the future that was so overwhelmingly endorsed by our citizens, community groups, organizations, businesses, and area municipalities. Please request that our regional official plan be approved by the minister intact with no changes, as this council so strongly approved it last year.
Councillor McCabe had a question to Kevin Thomason about the impact of the reversal.
Things would revert to the original official plan, except where projects had started. Are you aware of any projects that had started and that would be impacted, like within this time frame that we're talking about, April till today?
And Kevin Thomason responds.
These lands that developers are talking about are so far out, we won't be needing them till for decades. You know, we will have countless opportunities to revisit things here. There, every 5 years, we have to review our regional official plan, and we can make adjustments along the way if needed. And these lands are so far distant, meaning there's so many subdivisions and everything between them that need to have the services and infrastructure built and that sort of thing, that there's no way any of this could be underway at this point.
You have been listening to audio from the October 25th meeting of the Waterloo Regional Council, where two delegates asked Council to reaffirm their commitment to the 2022 Regional Official Plan. In response to the reversal of Doug Ford's Progressive Conservative government's overturning of the plan, Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing Paul Calandra has given municipalities 45 days to identify any changes they would like to make to their official plans. The delegates, Sam Nabby of Hold the Line Waterloo Region and Kevin Thomason of the Grand River Environmental Network, also requested that Council tell Minister Calandra that there will be no changes and that the quote-unquote visionary plan, as Thomason calls it, should be respected. While Council did not explicitly agree to the requests of the delegates at the meeting, Council still has 40 days to respond to the Minister's request, and CKMS News will stay on top of this story. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in.
This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at canada-info.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.